You're listening to SBS News.
For Pilates studio owner Shirley Sun, the last year has been a stretch. She lost nearly half of her members when lockdowns hit in March 2020.
The worst case scenario was to go into administration and just throw everything in, and you know, that's what I felt like. It's not something I wanted to do, but I felt I was compelled to do it.
She says rent relief and government subsidies kept her business alive.
If the rent assistant didn't come through in December last year, I don't think I'd be in business now. Definitely not.
According to a new Creditor Watch report, more than 400 businesses went into external administration in February. New South Wales and Victoria were hardest hit, with 166 and 144 respectively. Queensland had 59 external administrations, while Western Australia had 22. But in comparison to previous years, administration numbers have stayed low, largely due to the government's moratorium on insolvent trading and the JobKeeper wage subsidy. This is James Stewart, the National Restructuring Services Leader for KPMG in Australia.
Initiatives that have been put in place to protect business have created a de facto economic bubble for some industries.
Patrick Coughlin is the CEO of Creditor Watch.
Most companies out there who are potentially struggling and know they won't survive past the end of JobKeeper will certainly be starting to consider administration.
Stephen Speed has witnessed the pandemic pressure on businesses and says many will struggle to stay afloat. He is the chair of the Sydney City Liquor Accord.
You've only got to have a look around the city. A lot of the businesses that have either not reopened or are closed. So I think a lot of people are keeping it close to their chest on their position. But I think once the JobKeeper does come off, you're going to see a lot more doors close.
The number of Australian workers receiving JobKeeper has continued to fall in the lead up to March 28th, when JobKeeper is due to end for most. But as COVID support measures are scaled back, experts like KPMG's James Stewart says this increase in business administrations could signal a return to pre-COVID levels.
I think we're going to see a slow rise in the level of insolvencies over the next 8 to 9 months. Which will eventually take the number of insolvencies that we see in business in this country back to a historical normal level.
Shirley Sun expects a slow recovery for her business.
Now, with the vaccine coming in, I'm just hoping that people will feel more comfortable to come back.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.